My first guest in this edition is Mike Duncan, chairman of the Republican National Committee. He joins us from Hempstead, New York, site of the third and final presidential debate between John McCain and Barack Obama, set for this evening on the campus of Hofstra University. And Mr. Chairman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me back.
Obviously, this is a big night for both candidates. We're just under 3 weeks from Election Day, 20 days to go, and obviously voters' minds will be getting more and more solidified as we get closer to Election Day. The most recent polls suggest that Senator McCain is behind, not only nationally, but in some of the key battleground states, although in many of those states it's still quite close. What do you believe is a priority number one for John McCain tonight?
Well, the priority is for John McCain to be John McCain. I think people will see the difference between the two candidates when they're face-to-face, seated at the same table, with an experienced, an experienced moderator tonight, with a format that's going to allow the give and take. And I think you're going to see people will see that John McCain gives clear answers and that he has a vision for the American people, that he has a vision on energy, that he has a vision on the economy, and, of course, a strong national defense.
And, of course, this is a debate focusing exclusively on domestic issues. Naturally, the financial crisis will be probably the main topic of conversation. But as you mentioned, energy, social values and that sort of thing will be discussed as well. Most of the polls suggest that in terms of handling the economy, Obama has the edge right now. Why do you believe that is after watching these candidates over the past few weeks? And how can John McCain crystallize the difference between the two tonight?
I think Barack Obama's done a good job of hiding his true intentions. Just like he said he wouldn't take campaign finance reform money after he did say in the beginning he would, and just like he said he would debate and then didn't debate, well, he's hiding his intentions with his intention to tax the American people. Once they understand that, they know intuitively, all economists know, every president since Jack Kennedy's known, that you can't tax your way out of a recession. And that's what Barack Obama's been proposing with this massive increase in government spending, all these new proposals, new programs that he wants. And once John McCain's able to break that through and get it to the American people, they'll intuitively know that he is not capable of managing the economy during this economic times.
What has Barack Obama not been straightforward about in terms of his economic and tax policy? He has stated that his plan in terms of taxes is to raise taxes on those making $250,000 a year or more, but lower taxes for those making less than $200,000 a year. From what Senator McCain has said, he believes that the numbers simply don't line up. So where do you believe they do line up?
Well, I think it's the pattern of his record over a long period of time. He says one thing and then he does something else. And so I'm having trouble believing that he will not increase taxes. And I think 2 or 3 days ago when he was talking to a plumber, the plumber said, you're going to tax me because I'm making $280,000 a year. And he basically said, well, yes, because I believe that we need to redistribute the income in the country. And I think that's really what his plan is. It has more to do with his tax policy and spend policy, and it's kind of a bait and switch like it was on taking the federal financing money. He said that he would do that if his Republican opponent didn't, and then he didn't do it, and consequently he's spending twice as much money on television commercials now.
We're talking with Mike Duncan, who's chairman of the Republican National Committee. And Mr. Chairman, there's been a lot of speculation as to whether or not Senator McCain will make reference to some of the questionable associations Senator Obama has had in his past, particularly Bill Ayers, the unrepentant domestic terrorist from the Vietnam era, as well as Jeremiah Wright, who, of course, came up a lot in the Democratic primary campaign. Is that a good topic and a fair topic of conversation tonight, or is that something that McCain should better avoid?
Well, in trying to judge who should lead the free world, the greatest leadership contest in the world, I believe that people will look at judgment, and judgment comes from past associations and decisions that you're going to be making, and I think it's certainly something that should be asked about. Where does he come from? We know so little about Barack Obama. He's been in public life such a short period of time. He voted present 130 times in the legislature. How did he get to the legislature? Who appointed him the first time? Who was the group that got together and said, we really want to get you involved in politics? Who's the group that's saying, we want you to be president of the United States? These are all fair questions, and they lead back to Chicago. You've got the mayor's brothers who's involved, obviously. You've got Bill Ayers, who helped get him started, had him involved in the Annenberg Foundation gifts out there, being chairman of one of those boards. But you also had Tony Resco, who was his money man, who helped move him into a very nice home, bought the lot next door. All these dots need to be connected so that people understand the judgment of Barack Obama.
In terms of the social issues, Mr. Chairman, it's widely agreed that in 2004, values voters made a huge difference in reelecting President Bush, due in large part to some marriage amendments being on the ballot. We just saw last week the Supreme Court in Connecticut. We had the Supreme Court in California making decisions on the definition of marriage this year. How big of an issue do you think that'll be in terms of how folks end up pulling the lever come November 4th?
Well, I think the issue of individual responsibility is one of those that the Republicans have done well on over a long period of time, and that John McCain will continue. John McCain has had a very strong pro-life view and voting record over a period of time, and the people that that's the most important issue for understand that. So I have every reason to believe that he will do well. Our polling still indicates that John McCain is very strong with the social conservative movement in this country. We were going to have to work on some independence, and we hope that work starts tonight.
And how do you think he needs to articulate that? What do independents need to hear to believe that he's their guy?
Well, they've got to hear that he has a way forward with the economic crisis in the country, and he does. And he talked about part of that yesterday when he talked about his pension and home security protection plan that will reduce capital gains tax, that will actually buy back some of the mortgages, that will allow people to take money out of their 401ks at a reduced tax rate. All these things helping to ease this economic burden that we have. And plus, he does not want to increase taxes during this time of crisis. That's the foundation of his economic plan.
And last 30 seconds, sir, we've talked about energy in passing a couple of times. How do you believe that Senator McCain needs to crystallize the difference? Because we've heard Obama and Senator Biden say that they do want drilling after saying they didn't want it. So how does Senator McCain make that clear to voters that there is a distinct difference there?
It's another one of these things where he says one thing and then he says something else when it's politically expedient. He's got to pin him down tonight on that. He's got to pin him down on clean coal technology. They say in Ohio that we're not going to have any more clean coal plants in this country, and they'll say in Virginia that we're going to. He's got to pin him down on nuclear power. Does he want nuclear power? We can do it safely. We've proven that we can do it safely. He's got to pin him down on drilling. And I think you're going to hear that kind of interchange tonight because of this debate format.
Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, for taking some of your valuable time to be with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Republican National Committee Chairman Mike Duncan joining us from Hempstead, New York, site of tonight's third and final presidential debate. This is Dateline Washington.